harvesting is what fishermen call the brutal act of cutting the fins off of living sharks and throwing the torso back into the ocean. Around 50% of all shark fins worldwide are traded through Hong Kong. In 2008, around 10,000 tons of fins from 87 countries passed through the city's ports, according to the environmental organization Oceana. For environmentalists like Stanley Shia, a French-founded Bloom Association, that must change. He is fighting against finning by raising awareness in Hong Kong.
So we try to understand why. Why do we actually eat the fins? And when is the biggest occasion? And then we understanding the thing, then we can start moving on developing a strategy to reduce the demand for shark fins.
Shia and fellow activists have been quite effective. Over the last 2 years, governments in Hong Kong and mainland China, as well as big corporations and hotel chains, have announced they will take shark fin soup off their menus and banquets. It is in Hong Kong's Shen Wang district where a lot of the shark fin trade happens. Here, the local marine product industry is suffering. Inside the small shops, merchants talk freely about how little shark fins they sell these days. But in front of a camera, nobody wants to mention shark fins. It's just too sensitive, they say. Not far away, at restaurant Lin Hung Kui, shark fin soup is a common dish on the menu. Around lunchtime, it is mostly the elderly and a few tourists who frequent the place.
We prepare and serve the fins in lots of ways, with a clear soup or with shredded chicken. It is definitely more popular at night. We offer an especially cheap deal at $11 at the moment, but sometimes people come to get more expensive dishes.
Shark fin soup has been the food of the rich and wealthy for hundreds of years in China, but times are slowly changing, says Veronica Mack, an anthropologist at the Chinese University of Hong Kong. She researches eating habits.
Not consuming shark fin become a kind of signifier of being you a social responsibility person. So, like I mentioned in the past, when you want to show your social status, the people make shark fin as a signifier in a high status banquet. But nowadays, the signifier changed.
Stanley Shia says young people are increasingly interested in social responsibility. He says that helps make his campaign a success in Hong Kong.
I can see kids, like the students, and then whenever I go to do talks or seminars about the marine conservation or the shark issue, they know about the shark fin issue already. They are eager to learn more, to gain more knowledge on the marine species.
The activists in Hong Kong believe that awareness and education is the key to change consumer behavior. Unless demand for shark fins will result in fewer sharks finned and fewer left for dead. Jason Strother for VOA News, Hong Kong.